Bhavani, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
So to start off with, I mean, as I said, we have seen a fairly significant rise in vegetarians and vegans over the years. Why do you think it's taken so long for an entirely vegan pub to actually be established in Sydney?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest, because I've wanted one for a long time. But I just think that awareness, you know, has grown quite recently, maybe in the last year or two, and the demand has gotten bigger, and maybe the demand wasn't there so much before. So, you know, I mean, the reason we're doing it is because we see demand now, and it's something that we believe in, so...
So aside from the vegan food, obviously, and drinks, what else might the Green Lion look at being serving up?
Besides vegan food?
Yeah.
Nothing. It's extreme vegan.
It's too easy.
We are a vegan bistro, and that's, you know, that's why we are the first one, because we won't be, we're not offering anything with animal products in it. Having said that, we are doing pub fare, so it's burgers, pizzas, hot dogs, hot chips, anything you can imagine without animal products in it, basically.
So do you foresee any challenges for the Green Lion coming up? I mean, obviously there's a market for this sort of vegan pub, but do you see any challenges that you guys facing in the future?
Well, I personally believe that there is a big movement towards this way of eating. At this point, I'm not seeing any challenges because the response has been so amazing to it, and the demand. You know, I did a lot of market research before we opened, before we thought about opening, and the response was huge. We basically put a little thing on Facebook and it went viral overnight. We had like 25,000 hits.
Oh, wow.
And thousands of people encouraging us to open, and that kind of spurred us on. And, you know, this place is for vegans, but it's also for people that just might not want to eat meat a couple of nights a week, and which is becoming a big trend as well. So, you know, we're open to everybody coming and having a meal here.
So if the Green Lion does prove successful, which I'm very sure it will, do you think it's going to lead the way for more vegan pubs and other establishments?
Well, we hope so. I mean, we're really encouraging of anybody that wants to go down this path, and we're even happy to help other people out if they want to do that, because for us, you know, it is a business, but it's also about the environment and the welfare of animals. So anything that anyone else does to help that is great, I think.
Bhavani, sorry.
Yeah, I do think it'll, hopefully, I mean, there's other vegan businesses out there that have paved the way for us to open, so, you know. Hopefully we can do the same.
Couldn't agree more. Bhavani, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you very much, Tess.